got one more. Tell me when you're ready. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a special closed session meeting here at the Vets Hall. It's Tuesday, November 19th. For the record, let's state that all council members are present and we have a quorum. The summary of the closed session items to be discussed tonight are items CS1, which is Government Code Section 54956.8, which is a property transaction instructing city's real property negotiator regarding the price and terms, payment for purchase, sale, exchange, or lease of property as to one parcels, and that would be 307 Moore Bay Boulevard, Ford Durr Grandma's Frozen Yogurt. Negotiation that would be under the discussing the lease terms and conditions. CS2, which is Government Code Section 54956.9D2, is conference with legal counsel anticipating litigation. Exposure to litigation exists based upon existing facts and the legal advice of legal counsel as to one matter. Kevin Rice, public records request. CS2 is Government Code Section 54957B, Employee Discipline, Dismissal, Release, Termination of Contract with City Manager. At this time, this is not ready to be discussed and will be continued. We will not be discussing this item tonight. CS4 is Government Code Section 54957B1, and that's Public Employee, City Manager, and City Attorney. Prior to opening up to public comment, so we will have a special open session meeting after this closed session meeting, so I will open it up for public comments for all items that are on the closed session agenda, and you would be welcome to speak at this time. Please come to the podium. You have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name.
Good afternoon, Carla Wixom. I was having a hard time trying to remember what meeting this was for. There's been so many. So really today I came because you pulled the agenda item addressing Ms. Luker's termination, but I wanted to take an opportunity because I don't know when her last day will be. I'm sure she doesn't know either, to let everybody know at home some of the accomplishments that have been achieved during Andrea's tenure. Andrea, I've known since the 80s when I started working at the City of Morro Bay at the fire department, and she became a lifeguard. So since she's moved up as a department head and then a city manager, many things have been accomplished. So I'm going to just list some of them. One of them would be creating a cohesive, top-notch department head team, which anybody who was here before could attest to that we didn't have. She's been a part of writing over millions of dollars worth of grants for things like the Parks and Rec director, a city manager, city employee, and it's really hard to say this. Thank you for your service. And I'm sorry that you're being repaid for your many years of dedication to your job the way you are. It's terrible.
Public comment is open for those of you who'd like to speak at this time.
Good afternoon, Council. Janice Peters, Morro Bay. There have been references by the mayor's supporters to the good old boys club, apparently including the previous council majorities who weren't all boys and certainly didn't think alike. Witness my own races against such diverse opponents as Bill Yates, Melody DeMeritt, and George League. And yet those councils accomplished some wonderful things for the city. The new fire department, the harbor walk, and the roundabout, the last two of which, ironically, were protested by some of this current council majority's most vocal supporters. I asked previous Mayor Kathy Novak if she had brought forward an idea that resulted in hundreds of citizens who seldom appeared at council meetings showing up in protest, would she have reconsidered her position? She replied that the council did exactly that regarding bringing in CAL FIRE instead of our own fire department, which made fiscal sense at the time. But many citizens, including myself, protested, and the council therefore abandoned the idea. Not so this council, regarding the city manager and city attorney, despite a stronger, longer negative response from the citizens. The mayor's supporters are saying, oh, the concern is dying down. Not many people show up anymore to protest. Obviously, this is true. Not because they don't still care very strongly about what's happening. Witness the number of people eager to sign the recall petition. But because the iron wall of the council majority set on this vendetta, despite the cost, both financial and emotional, to this community. In August of 2012, I published an opinion piece warning that any new location for the sewer treatment plant would potentially double the cost and our sewer bills, a warning that has, I'm sorry to say, been proved valid. I received an email response from Mayor-elect Irons stating, your viewpoint is fear-based, inaccurate, and divisive, which is exactly what tears down morale in our community. I submit, Mr. Mayor, that your iron wall is divisive and tearing down morale in our community more than anything I've seen in over 20 years. What does it say about a city council elected to represent all citizens that those very citizens won't even bother to speak anymore because they know they'll be ignored by the iron wall?
Public comment is open for those of you who'd like to speak at this time.
I'm Nancy Bast, resident of Morro Bay. I guess it's appropriate, even though it's been canceled, the item C3. Or not canceled, but postponed.
I'm sorry, Nancy, I couldn't hear you.
Is it appropriate to speak on the item C3?
C3 at this time won't be discussed on this agenda. I think if you want to reserve your comments when we do revisit that item.
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know. Anybody else for public comment? Hank, can you check the mic on that and make sure it's on, please?
Testing 1, 2.
Okay.
You just have to learn to speak. Into it. My name's Hank Roth, resident of Morro Bay. I don't even know what to say. You're wrong in what you're doing. You've been ignoring the people, your supporters. You know, when I read Joey Ricano's letter to the editor about the Iron Mayor, and it just kind of took me back to, when your supporters talk about these, all these Tea Partiers and all this stuff out here, let me just tell you, I'm not Tea Party. I'm in favor of the recall. I'm opposed to what you're doing. I'm not Tea Party. I'm not a Republican. I used to be a Democrat until Walter Heath took over the party and shoved it so far to the left that even Karl Marx wouldn't be a party to it. A council member's buddy, Joey Ricano, used to attack Janice Peters way worse than anything that you guys have heard. I don't know if another council member has said that she's been followed or threatened or whatever. Could you imagine? Your father is dying. Your mother's sick. You piddled that away. You could have hired somebody to fill potholes on the streets for that kind of money. Anyway, I like you, Jamie, but, this is just so wrong.
Thanks for your comments, Hank. Public comment is open. Anybody for public comment at this time? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council. There's no other comments from council to the left or to the right. Seeing none, we'll convene to close session. We'd ask everybody to leave the room, and we'll have AGP help us turn the mics off and everything, and we'll reconvene in about an hour. Thank you. Check one. Oh, there we go. Okay, thanks. Thanks, everybody. We're back in open session following our closed session agenda review and items. And at this time, I'll turn it over to our city attorney to report out any actions.
There are no reportable actions.
Okay, thank you for that. At this time, we can conclude our closed session meeting, and we'll take just a one-minute recess, and we'll convene into open session here shortly. So that concludes our closed session meeting, and we'll just take a one-minute recess and then get organized for our open session meeting. Welcome, everyone. Today's Tuesday, November 19th, and we're having a special meeting here at the Vets Hall at 209 Surf Street. For the record, let it state that we have all council members present, and we have a quorum, and we'll call the meeting to order. At this time, please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. Now, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance, if you will, please. Thank you. Please join me.
Ready to begin? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The item is the review and discussion and direction of the draft request for proposal for interim city attorney. The draft report is attached, and at this time we would like council to provide us further direction, or if they choose, they can table the RFP and negotiate gap coverage for the city attorney. Thank you, and that ends my report.
I have a few recommendations to the draft RFP before the board or before the council. I would recommend that in order to more accurately compare the proposals, that we insert a 50-hour per month retainer that would be at a certain hourly rate or for a certain lump sum, and that all excess hours be quoted at the same or a different rate. That the RFP provide for 4 hours of office hours in Morro Bay around the time of the city council twice a month, and that the proposals be submitted to the city no later than the second week in January.
Great.
And of course, if there's any other changes or direction that the council would like to give staff at this time, that would be most appreciated.
Thank you for that. Okay. If there's any discussion or questions for count from council, I'll look to my right. Nancy, any questions? Noah? George? Christine? No questions? And for any other questions on the RFP itself? Okay. You have questions then?
Sorry about that. Not really questions, but perhaps just a few small edits. So is that a good time to go through those now briefly?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. So they begin on page 7. And again, these are just suggestions to staff as they refine the document. So I believe that, let's see. So under G, approach to legal services, under number 2, where it says describe how you track and manage legal costs, just adding in there something to the something similar to so that city legal costs are held to a minimum. And I have all these things written down, so if it's easier just to have me read them and then follow up in writing, I can do that. Would you like me to do that? Okay, I'm seeing Ms. Slayton say yes. But so that would just be an addition. So number 2 would read describe how you track and manage legal costs. And then I would suggest adding so that city legal costs are held to a minimum.
Okay.
Okay. And then also for number 4, I suggest, just make sure I'm right. Sorry, I was going back and forth a bit from the Hollister document, so I'm trying to see if... Okay, I would suggest adding in this one. Describe how you would proactively advise the city council about legal developments or issues of concern without being asked. So that was something I plucked from our sample from Hollister. Okay.
Okay.
And then I suggested adding number, let's see, I think I suggested adding number 8 from the Hollister document, which states, how do you evaluate the costs, benefits of litigating or settling cases? And I also suggest, let's see, going to the number 9 on the Hollister document to read, how would you evaluate whether to use, and then I redacted the next few words and continued, another attorney from another firm to handle a case, and then it moves on from there. So it's basically adding in the wording from Hollister number 9 on page 6. So just to be clear, those additions came from page 6 of the Hollister sample because there were lots of different numbers.
So just to get agreement for council with that
right.
language,
yep.
I mean, if we're agreed, and just I'll look to our city attorney on those types of adjustments. Do you have any comments on adjusting those types of remarks? I mean, I know you have language in here for 5 municipal clients and then 5 years versus 3 years. Do you have any comments to that?
I'm thinking that for a small firm, this language would benefit them. For a larger firm with more clients, it wouldn't be a problem. So this would probably open up the process to a greater number of firms.
You mean if we go to the 3 and the 5?
The suggested language,
okay,
yes.
All right. Good. Thanks for that input. Okay.
Okay, and I apologize for making us go backward, but I am going backward to page 4 on our document for just a few edits.
Okay.
Okay. So and under on our page 4, number 4, I suggest it to read, provide legal advice, telephone, email, and personal consultations with members of the City Council and I suggest city manager instead of city staff on that one.
If I could comment on that, I would leave that up to the discretion of the city manager. It might be more efficient to have a particular staff member meet with the attorney rather than just through the city manager.
Right, but I was thinking about gatekeeping, to have the city manager know when the department head would go to the legal.
I think that
but
could
it doesn't.
Be,
it doesn't. I can be flexible on that.
You know, it could be clarified in the contract
okay.
with them.
Okay.
Okay.
But this, that's, you might want to add language here. The consultation would be during the office hours. That I had suggested adding.
Yes, that makes
okay.
it. Okay, that's all right with me. On that one.
So is that captured? And do we, that comment there? And we're still on item 4 on page 4? Okay. And just to keep moving, if there's any objections or discussion, it'd probably be easier if we just speak up if there's something. Otherwise, we just keep going. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and then I think to Ms. Russell's point, I was suggesting an additional bullet that would say provide legal advice to staff upon request of the city manager. So that seems like we're hitting that.
Okay.
Okay. And then also number 16, I was thinking perhaps something that communicate with the press when authorized to do so by the city council or city manager. Just a suggestion. And then that would be the end of my suggestions.
Is that all you have? Good. Any other comments from anybody either way? And I just, on page 10, I have some comments on review and selection process. And, you know, as far as a city council, a subcommittee, under that, and I'd like some comments on that, but I'd like to maintain a two-person subcommittee with just council and just kind of a facilitation from whoever the designee is. So basically the city council is part of that ranking, and that would be just a two-person subcommittee from city council. And then on this is going down on process on A, there's we have some specific dates there that we're going to adjust anyway because we know we have to do that. But something to the effect of as the council goes through the interview process, is that working? Hello? Is that better? Okay. As we go through the interview process, we have some sort of scorecard that we can, so we have consistent questions, so we have whether or not council decides during this process, we have specific questions that we want to ask, that we come up with that. So we would need some questions for this and a scorecard so we know exactly how we're rating this. We're not just arbitrarily rating, I think that was a good reply, or does it meet, five criteria in that interview process. So, I know that the Hollister proposal had some guidelines with that. I don't know if we have any other examples that we can draw from, but just something to keep us consistent there.
Are you waiting till you're all through with them for comments, or do you want to?
I am.
Item.
Yeah. And those are the only, at this point, unless there's any other comments on that. Do you have any comments?
I do. The process we went through before I thought was very, very effective, and I think maybe some other department heads or Jamie Boucher or somebody else besides just council ought to be on this committee to screen the people.
Any other comments?
My comment would be we haven't specified we said city manager or department head designee. My question would be, would it be, and would you feel it would be appropriate for you to help us looking at it from your perspective as an attorney to identify perhaps weaknesses in the responses. From what I can tell, the effort there and that first component is really to try to limit the amount of work that the entire council would participate with and get to the highest quality applicants that fit our needs and are within our range of affordability. So my thought would be if Ann, you were interested, or what your willingness would be to help us in that review as far as if there was a subcommittee.
I would be more than happy to help the subcommittee. I don't feel I should be a member of it. I think it should be an ad hoc committee so you don't raise some Brown Act issues. Of course, staff is available to help the council and any subcommittee on anything that you desire, so I'd be happy to help.
And that part of it is just to screen the...
Try to get to a top five.
Just to screen the RFPs down from 20 to 10 or 5.
Whatever the council wants, whatever the number is that you decide on.
Exactly. Okay.
And then at that point, we'd conduct interviews as an entire council.
Exactly.
Of the top.
Mm-hmm.
Back to my original point about at that part of the process. That's one of the advantages of having a recruiter to help. And we might want to have some sort of an outside expert who would help with that process, since, I don't know, it could be a legal firm or an attorney, or I know Anna said she doesn't care to do it. But I think for the first screening process, you need somebody who knows how to screen applicants, whether it's our HR person involved or all of us. It needs to be someone who knows about HR and what they're looking at and what we're looking for.
Any other comments to the left? Seeing none.
Yes, I was waiting for George to reply. No? Okay. So to get clarification, because I'm not exactly sure what everyone is saying. So the mayor's proposal is to have two council members and the city attorney on a ad hoc committee to narrow down from, let's say, 20 to a more manageable number.
Sure.
Then that's your suggestion.
Well, looking at the language that we in here, it says right here the city council will appoint a three-member subcommittee. And, I just took that recommendation down to two because it's not going to be three people out of our council member for obvious reasons. So we just go down to a two-member subcommittee and then Ms. Russell.
Well, whatever staff you want to help you. I mean,
sure.
I may be able to help you. Susan may be able to help you on different items. If you want a recruiter, this would be a good time to give Susan direction on that, to bring in somebody maybe to help you go through the proposals.
Okay. So.
Okay. Thank you for the clarity. So then,
rank them.
But Ms. Russell and Ms. Slayton could be part of the ad hoc committee. That would be
sure.
Make sense to have staff help us process that.
Sure.
So they would be there. They may choose to participate. Their participation would be to the level they thought was appropriate, right? But screening certainly and analyzing from a legal perspective would be something that I think, Ms. Russell, you would be comfortable doing with the ad hoc.
That is correct.
So it sounds to me like then I wouldn't necessarily think we needed to bring in someone additionally as a screener to do that for us. So then my question to Nancy, was your suggestion then based on what Jamie said to have all five council members part of the committee to narrow down?
My suggestion was either to do it that way or to have not just someone like our HR person or Susan Slayton and or our city attorney involved in this so that it's not just two council members. I think either
was, that the recommendation that was here, which is kind of where we're going. You had some comments on that?
I mean, if the entire council wants to look at all the proposals, I think that's fine. And if you want to rank the top 10 in order, and then I think if you look at your numbers, you're going to find that there's going to probably be two or three or four
sure.
that are going to appear on everybody's list.
Sure.
And that might help you winnow it down even more. But there's, you know, if everybody wants to look at it, there's no reason why you can't.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we're all going to look at them ultimately anyway.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, following up with what Ms. Russell just said, would be my first suggestion is that all of us get to read all, however many we get, 10, 20, whatever, and then make our recommendations. Also, when it comes down to two council members, I would, since we have such a strong division between the majority and the minority on this council, I would like to see one person from the majority and one person from the minority opinion on council on this committee.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yes, I'd like to know a little more about when we talk about us all looking at the proposals, which I think is a given, but then a process where we all are involved with ranking and trying to do, respecting the Brown Act, each one of us, are you suggesting would rank the proposals, and then that would be submitted to our staff? Our staff would, almost like when we vote on our interviews for advisory boards?
Right. You know, we'd know who it was that did it, and we'd just, you know, rank the people. And if we want to go with some kind of a ranking system ahead of time, that's fine. But I think this is just a very cursory look at who has applied. And I think if we do it individually without talking to each other and then turn them in to whoever the designated staff person is, I think that solves the problem. I mean, I don't think that's a Brown Act issue at that point.
I would agree with you. I'd want to hear from our city attorney on that. But are you suggesting that would replace then the subcommittee, and that would be the process to limit the proposals to a more manageable number, and then we have our interviews as the entire council with the top?
Now, I think what I'm looking at now, since this is such an important issue, would be a three-step process. I don't think it's a big deal or it's going to be time-consuming. We each get a copy of the 10, or let's just say 10 for convenience at this point, the people who have applied. We go through, read them, and just rank. You know, I like this one because, or that one because. We turn those in, and then the subcommittee made up of two council members and staff go through and winnow that list down to the top five, top three, whatever we come up with. So I don't think I'm complicating the process. I think I'm just giving us a little more input.
Okay, so that initial ranking would be used by the subcommittee and staff to help them as they wade through the different options and try to select the top
ones. Right, it gives them something else to look at.
Okay. Can I ask Ms. Slayton if you feel that would be workable from your side?
Thank you. I actually think that would be very helpful because all of council is going to review the proposals, and then once we see your ranking sheets, it'll clearly mm-hmm. define four or five that'll then go to the subcommittee. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So do we have that captured then? I mean, so the first step will be all of council will be reviewing all those, and then it'll go to a two-person subcommittee, and then we'll go through the process of the interviews?
No, I don't think the
so
subcommittee
there's no two,
is just
there's no
two
subcommittee.
People. It's a, no, the subcommittee that then narrows the names down is like 3 to 5 people, two council members, preferably a minority and a majority member, and maybe Susan Slayton and the city attorney or whoever they decide is important to be involved. I maybe our HR person. I'm not sure at this point. But I think it needs to be two, three people from staff, probably three staff, two city council members, okay. So that, it, you know, five, I think, is a good number.
So, but you were still saying that all five, I just want to clarify that, all of us will review the applicants, and then it'll go to the subcommittee.
Three steps. The first one, each one of us will receive, say, 10 applications for the job.
Got it.
Get this little packet of applications. We look through them. We turn them in on a given date.
The way it would be, you know, perhaps a firm versus individual would be a little different than in bringing in a full-time staff person with HR implications. So I just wanted to, I agree with Nancy about, I would be too curious really not to want to see them all anyway. So I think we certainly all would want to see what kind of response we get from the firms. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
If I could add, I think too, what Nancy suggested gives a tool for that subcommittee so that we aren't operating in our own little vacuum and then we bring the interviews forward and it turns out one member of the council is really unsatisfied that a certain firm or responder didn't get a chance or, you know, just helps.
Sure.
I think it'll help the subcommittee quite a bit.
That sounds great.
And the reason I went with three staff is because with Brown Act implications, we can't have more than two council members, and I just think it's always a good idea to have an odd number on a committee.
But I think we should address the idea that at some point the committee will be evaluating which options and then making a decision about who would be brought forward to the rest of the council. And I guess I would be uncomfortable if it turned out that, I mean, ultimately this is an at-will position for the council. So
exactly.
It would be very important that the council is given the opportunity to say, well, this particular responder is on the edge, you know, they're on the cusp, but they're not quite the top, but they seem to be in a middle ground. It would be up to the council on the subcommittee, the two members, to say, well, let's go ahead and bring them forward, give the rest of the council a chance to hear from them and make that decision. I think it's our responsibility to be the lead in that subcommittee role rather than trying to put staff into that position.
I understand what you're saying, and I think you're probably right. But that gets me back to my original point of having the whole council in a closed session narrow it down to the five people. Or narrow it all the way down. So, you know, if the council's input, and it is an at-will employee, but you have to realize that whoever this employee is will be interacting probably more closely with city staff than they will with us on a regular basis, especially if it's an outside firm. So that's, I mean, if you want to do two and two, that's fine, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. Any other, so we have, so let's get closure on that. If we have an outline of the three steps, thanks, Nancy, and then whether or not we wanted to do the two and two and the two and three, and I think ultimately we're going to get through this as we have other ones, and we've always kind of got into the details of this, but once we go through the process, it all works pretty well. So, but I agree, you know, the kind of the default decision on this will be up to council on, you know, what applicants go forward in that process. So, yeah.
Just one last comment. I think by doing the first step where we get to read and rank them, that gives us a start right off the blocks. You know, whoever's on the committee is going to see that these are the top ranked by all the council members. So then we have the five people on the committee, and then comes back to council. Then we all, you know, make the final decision. So we still have, even in this three-step process, all the power in the game because we get two looks at who we finally are going to hire.
Okay. Any other comments to that? So are we done? Susan, Ms. Slayton.
Thank you. I just had a quick question because there was a comment about it being an at-will employee. So are we hiring a contract attorney, or are we hiring potentially a full-time employee?
It's a contract, so
yes.
I think we kind of inserted some language there. Noah?
Yeah, sorry about that. In the sense of that contract is part of it responds to the city, city council, and our position to make the decision about who we hire.
Okay, thanks for that clarification.
I have one question of the council.
This proposal started out, request for proposal started out for an interim, and in the very first paragraph talks about that the initial term of the interim city attorney is anticipated to be 6 months. We may want to add some language with, that may say something to the effect and may lead to a more permanent or longer term arrangement.
Yes.
This actually came from your city manager.
Thank you. Okay. Any other comments on this, the RFP? And do we need to discuss who the subcommittee members, any discussion for subcommittee members at this point?
Can we do it when this comes back?
We're going to send this out with these corrections, as I understand it. Is that right?
January. We get the RFPs back. When, it'll probably be March meeting before we're able to announce a new city attorney or city attorney firm, right?
Could be sooner.
Sooner?
Hopefully it'll be sooner.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of, you know, getting everything done.
It will take time, and it's an important decision. But when you're dealing with a firm as opposed to, you know, a permanent employee, you have a little bit more flexibility. If you're not happy with the first firm you selected, after a few months, you can always go out to the second one.
But that seems to be true of in-house attorneys. There's nothing permanent about them.
That is true.
Any other comments? Then we can, how about discussion, subcommittee members? And is anybody interested in getting on the subcommittee, to my left or to my right?
I would be very interested.
Anybody else? Christine? Noah? The recommendation was a kind of a one-on-one.
I'm sorry, I didn't volunteer, but I'm...
I'm not exactly volunteering either. I think it'd be best if it was, I agree with Nancy that we should balance it off, and that subcommittee should be representative. I'm trying to figure out who the minority and who the majority is, but I think I know. Would you be willing to serve, Christine?
Yeah, George and I.
I'm sorry.
Would you be willing to serve, Christine?
Would you be willing to serve, Noah?
I'm willing to. I'm reluctant to, just knowing time commitments. But if you felt very strongly that you weren't, I think it's important to, with the mayor and you know the amount of time that's been involved so far, and also just with what's going on with the recall and so forth, it's better to not put you in that position, Mr. Mayor. So I think it comes down to one of us, and I'd be inclined not to if you felt good about it, but if you were feeling the same way, then I'd be willing to. So we should flip it. Yeah, George.
There you go. Flip it, George.
Call it, Christine.
Okay, Ed?
No. George, you can't call it for us. Yeah. You can do some things for us, but
so,
you can't call.
So before we go down there, so and you were talking which way, so kind of let's kind of keep your comments going on this, we'll reserve the quarter for the last second here if we need it.
Well, they could go on for 20, yeah. 30 minutes here.
Or more.
Well, I want to find out.
I think it's okay to have a conversation about this. As you said, as Nancy said earlier, it's very important, and I would echo her comment on that. So I would have the time in my schedule to do it. Of course, I'm very interested in the process. So I would have, and I would happen to have the time at that point in January as well. So, I mean, I would be willing to take it on. I think it would be really a critical job. But again, I would also defer to my other colleagues for that. So I'll throw it back to you, Noah.
Then maybe it just can
Well, I actually would appreciate if Christine would take that role. I'm not sure what my schedule will be like in January. And knowing that we'll need to be flexible for daytime meetings, that occasionally is hard for me. But it sounds like you're willing to take that role, so I think you would do a great job, and you and Nancy would work well together. It'd be the Johnson and Johnson subcommittee, and we could go forward, and then we'll all provide our rankings to you to work with, and we'll make the interviews from what you settle with.
Sure, thank you. Thanks.
To show you that quarter is not always right.
George is announcing the outcome of the toss. What was it, George? You
was
Ah, okay. Thank you.
So it looks like Nancy and Christine Johnson on the subcommittee. Great. Okay. And any of the other languages you're going to email to Ms. Layton as far as the specifics on that and the rest of it?
I will, if that's necessary. Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right, with that.
With the changes that have been discussed and any other small tweaks that staff feels is appropriate, we're ready to publish this?
Yes.
Does not need to come back to the council, correct?
Yes, and if you want a motion that, you know, we proceed with the recommended changes... do you need,
that would be
we
fine.
Can do that.
That would
yeah.
be good.
So I would make a motion that we proceed and with this RFP with the recommended changes. I think some of the language will come from Christine Johnson and then the changes that were discussed on the process as discussed.
And then any minor tweaks that we see necessary to the language.
As necessary.
Thank you.
With subcommittee members of Christine Johnson and Nancy Johnson. Do I have a second? So,
and if the subtenant is amenable to that, it will not need to come back to the council. That's in paragraph 3, is the language on the rent.
Okay, thank you. Nancy, you have a question?
So then you're saying that on paragraph 3, we can go ahead and approve this based on whatever agreement you can come up with on paragraph 3.
Under the general guise that they'd have some sort of termination right if we can't reach agreement on what the rent would be.
That sounds good to me. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to approve as recommended?
So moved.
Excuse me, do we need public comment on this?
We took public
we
comment
okay.
at the very beginning of the meeting on all agenda items.
Okay, just double checking. Thank
you.
So we have a motion by Nancy and a second by George. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. And seeing there's no more items on the agenda, we can adjourn at this point. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. 10 to 7.
Thank you.